Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good actual afternoon, it's Mills. You alright, Chappers?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
I'm not quite ready today.
Aren't you?
No.
Why?
If Greg could have just gone on for 10 more minutes. I don't know, I like to feel like I'm settled and ready, and I don't feel settled.
Oh, okay. Well, he's still there. You could kind of ask him if he wants to do another 10 minutes whilst you settle yourself.
Bit stressed.
Feels alright. It feels normal to
you
me.
You just normal, happy, relaxed self.
Yes,
aren't you?
Most definitely.
Right. It's Thursday afternoon, which means it's nearly only Friday. Got a bit of a special Oh What's Occurring for you today at 5:30. I'm very excited because tonight...
How special for...
Well, it might be... I can't say. But I am looking forward to the return of Gavin and Stacey tonight on BBC One.
Okay.
Podcast. Now, I know we have a lot of people listening live in America every day. They can also hear us on Sirius. And we have a lot of people downloading the podcast in America. And to you all, I'd like to say, Happy Thanksgiving.
Is it today?
An email's just come in from someone saying it's today, so I'm saying it's today. That's from off of Phoenix. So happy Thanksgiving. Even more exciting things happening in the UK, though. We've got Harvey and Kate and baby Harry, who are sat there in Bath at the moment, waiting for Nicolas Cage to turn on the Christmas lights.
Nicolas Cage?
That's what they're saying.
Is turning on the Christmas lights in Bath?
Big, massive Hollywood star in Bath.
Have they...
I don't know.
Is he in Panto in Bath?
Nicolas Cage is not in Panto.
Mind you,
Pamela Anderson is.
Yeah, I know. Not for very long, though, I've noticed on the posters around town.
So Nicolas
Cage
in Bath.
She seems to be sharing her role with Paul O'Grady in that Panto.
And Ruby Wax.
Yeah.
That's very strange.
I can't imagine what role combines all three of them.
So Nicolas Cage in Bath, and hello to Neve in Forfar, who's just said that David Van Day is switching on their Christmas lights.
That makes more sense than Nicolas Cage. I can see that more.
As you'll notice, behind me is a bike. This is the bike.
The bike?
Yeah. We were talking about this yesterday. If you heard Hugh Stevens' show last night on Radio 1, you'll know all about this already. But this is Hugh Stevens' amazing carbon-neutral record-playing bike.
Yeah.
So what can you see now? What can you see?
So I can see a bike that I would say would probably struggle to complete the Tour de France. And it's wired up to a record player. Mm-hmm. And on the record player is a bit of vinyl.
Yeah. So what?
A vinyl single, by the looks of it.
I said I wanted to have a go, and Hugh has let me.
Yeah, and there's a little Ladybird bell on the... Does that ring? There you go, right.
Yeah. So what you do is you just pedal, and then that controls the speed of which the vinyl is playing.
And Hugh did this last night.
Hugh did it last night, and he's going to come in and show me how it works about 4:30 this afternoon.
Brilliant. And then you'll do it?
And then I'm going to have a go. I'm really excited about this.
Do we have the track yet?
We have got some vinyl.
Okay.
Yeah? So the maiden voyage was last night on the bike, and we will try out Hugh Stevens' amazing carbon-neutral record-playing bike after 4:30. We haven't got a name for the bike at the moment. She's just called the office bike at the moment, but any ideas would be welcome. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, I know we have a lot of people listening live in America every day. They can also hear us on Sirius. And we have a lot of people downloading the podcast in America. And to you all, I'd like to say, Happy Thanksgiving.
Is it today?
An email's just come in from someone saying it's today, so I'm saying it's today. That's from off of Phoenix. So Happy Thanksgiving. Even more exciting things happening in the UK, though. We've got Harvey and Kate and baby Harry, who are sat there in Bath at the moment, waiting for Nicolas Cage to turn on the Christmas lights.
Nicolas Cage?
That's what they're saying.
Is turning on the Christmas lights in Bath?
Big, massive Hollywood star in Bath. I don't know.
Is he in Panto in Bath?
Nicolas Cage is not in Panto.
Mind you,
Pamela Anderson is.
Yeah, I know. Not for very long, though, I've noticed on the posters around town.
So Nicolas Cage
seems to be
Bath.
Sharing her role with Paul O'Grady in that panto.
And Ruby Wax.
Yeah. That's
very strange.
I can't imagine what role combines all three of them.
So Nicolas Cage in Bath, and hello to Neve in Forfar, who's just said that David Van Day is switching on their Christmas lights.
That makes more sense than Nicolas Cage. I can see that more.
As you'll notice, behind me is a bike. This is the bike.
The bike?
Yeah. We were talking about this yesterday. If you heard Hugh Stevens' show last night on Radio 1, you'll know all about this already. But this is Hugh Stevens' amazing carbon-neutral record-playing bike.
Yeah.
So what can you see now? What can you see?
So I can see a bike that I would say would probably struggle to complete the Tour de France. And it's wired up to a record player. Mm-hmm. And on the record player is a bit of vinyl.
Yeah. So what?
A vinyl single, by the looks of it.
I said I wanted to have a go, and Hugh has let me.
Yeah, and there's a little Ladybird bell on the... Does that ring? There you go, right.
Yeah. So what you do is you just pedal, and then that controls the speed of which the vinyl is played.
And Hugh did this last night.
Hugh did it last night, and he's going to come in and show me how it works about 4:30 this afternoon.
Brilliant. And then you'll do it?
And then I'm going to have a go. I'm really excited about this.
Do we have the track yet?
We have got some vinyl.
Okay.
Yeah? So the maiden voyage was last night on the bike, and we will try out Hugh Stevens' amazing carbon-neutral record-playing bike after 4:30. We haven't got a name for the bike at the moment. She's just called the office bike at the moment. But any ideas would be welcome. Thank you. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
All right, Nicolas Cage lives in Bath now.
All right.
Tamara's been on saying that they've closed the whole of Milsom Street, which is like the main shopping area of Bath. I love Bath, it's so nice. And they've been polishing and brushing it all day. They've never done that before. But they're polishing and brushing the main shopping centre.
That's
bit.
Very cool, isn't it? He's
yeah.
In a Christmas light.
He's like got a castle or something.
Are you just making this up now?
No.
All right. Lots of people saying he does live in Bath.
Yeah.
Becky sent me a text last night saying how good she thought you were on the lottery.
It wasn't me.
Yes, it was. No, it wasn't. Exactly the same.
Yeah.
It was Michael Ball.
Oh.
Who's
was it?
That? He looked like you.
It did
he had
not...
really cute little puddy cheeks.
Right, seriously. I actually watched that last night and I was just like... don't try and stroke me now. Don't try and take it all back by stroking me.
Did you not
look like Michael?
Quite bad reception at the moment.
Have
so
you?
Maybe I got confused.
My picture was a bit grainy as well.
Backpedal on the office bike.
I don't swing my arms about like that. He's swinging his arms all over the place.
He did have amazing dimples. I love him. He had such a smiley little face.
Anyway, right. The most popular name for this bike is Becky. On the text. So what do you think? Should we call the office bike Becky?
I think it's really good. That's a nice name.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm biased, but yeah.
And there's alliteration there as well, isn't there? Becky the bike.
Becky the bike.
Yeah.
There we are. He'll be coming down soon to teach us how to work it properly. Can't wait. Oh, look, the PR4L's on in a minute.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Are we all going to have a go on Becky, or is it just me?
I wonder whether I'm too big to have a go.
Okay.
What
do you think?
Well, I think the saddle needs to go on more for me to be able to get on it, because I've got long legs.
Okay. One that don't speak, are you...
But I'm more than happy to give it a go, but I just might...
All right.
I might fall off.
Cool. And Hugh's going to teach us how to ride Becky just after 4:30 on Radio 1. It's the amazing carbon-neutral, eco-friendly bike, which plays records off of vinyl. Brilliant. Okay, it's Thursday, and it's my favourite day because the PR4L's on. She's got one for us now.
Dear Scott and crew, I found a BlackBerry on the street this morning. It was a bit battered, as though it had been dropped from a moving vehicle. Anyways, I wasn't sure how to get hold of the owner, so I went through the phone's contacts list and found a number under Mum.
This is one of our Australian podcast listeners.
Uh-huh.
That's a nice thing to do, though, because some people would just keep it, wouldn't they?
I called it, hoping to get a kind old lady ready to shower me with praise. But alas, I got an answer machine. To my surprise, she sounded rather hot.
Oh, no.
After leaving the message, her son got in touch and dropped by my office to pick it up. He wasn't a bad-looking bloke, which got me thinking about what his mum might look like.
Oh, no, no, hey? No, 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 no. Yeah, that's the first thing you think. Oh, he's quite good-looking. But I wonder what his mum looks like.
Right.
Her voice was still replaying away in the back of my mind. I decided that she had to be a mezzan.
Right, I'm not sure I like the way this is going.
I'd have felt bad about cracking on to this bloke's mum, if not for the fact that he didn't give me anything but a smile for a reward. So, I rang her.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Turns out, that was a mistake. She accepted my request and agreed to meet me for dinner. She turned out to be genuinely lovely, but the sexy voice really didn't match up. We had a laugh anyways.
Right. So you find a battered blackberry, and then you end up going out for dinner with the owner's mum.
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
Really weird.
I've since told the story to a mate who claims that I'm quite simply wrong. But Scott, can you back me up? Mums are fair game, right? Love you, Jay, Sydney, Australia.
Right, before you say anything about my mum, right, because I knew that was coming.
Yeah, but to be
mum's
fair...
Mum's fair game, yeah.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say I'm slightly different to that bloke, because I didn't look at you and think, oh, you're good looking, I fancy a crack at your mum.
Oh, God!
Did I?
No.
Right.
A crack at your mum?
Well,
gross.
Wasn't that the phrase that he
yes.
used? Right. I wouldn't use that phrase in
no,
connection good. With your mum.
Anyway, thanks for your Dear Scott message.
Dabble, I'd probably.
Yeah. Right, this is making me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Well, what are you saying then? Yes or no to the mums?
I'm saying... I think it's fine. Mums are fair game, aren't they?
As long as it's not yours.
As long as it's not mine, I think that's absolutely fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Welcome, chappers. There was almost a hot tea incident then.
I know. Whew, nearly threw it all over Hugh.
Hiya, Hugh.
Not Scott. Deliberately, I'd just like to point out, isn't it?
Yeah,
in an accident.
Come and grab a seat. This is Hugh Stevens.
Hello.
Now, if you missed Hugh's show last
You're right.
night...
Yeah, just about.
If you missed Hugh's show last night, you missed the maiden voyage of his amazing bike.
Yes.
Your carbon-neutral record-playing bike.
Yes.
Have you just been Christmas shopping? Is that why you're in a bit of a fluster?
I've been Christmas record shopping, yes. I got a beautiful 40-minute mix of Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
That'll be having an earring before Christmas on the
40
show.
40-minute?
Yeah. By a Norwegian techno artist, Lindstrom. It's the new Wham. It's going to be good.
Good.
So I've been
Where did you find that? Do they have their own, like, section?
No, I asked the man behind the counter. Right. He kindly pointed it out. But yeah, the bike, the BBC Invention department have invented us our own bike for the Wednesday night show, 9 p.m. It plays the carbon neutral record of the week from now on. So basically, it's a black bike. It's shiny. It's beautiful. It's got two horns on it.
Yeah.
That's one of them. Do you want to play the other one as well? That's the other horn. The little bell on the bike.
Yeah.
And it's wired up, Scott, to the record player that's
I
over
love
there.
This. This is so eco.
It's very eco.
Yeah.
It's pre-MP3, pre-cassette, pre-CD. It's all about the vinyl.
Pre-electricity,
that's right. It plays our carbon neutral record of the week.
Really good. And you're doing Zane's show tonight. Are you going to be introducing this on it or...
I don't know.
Just leave it for Wednesdays.
Maybe keep it for Wednesday. I might bring it out for the verses later on tonight on Radio 1.
Yes.
A carbon neutral verses round.
Good one.
Now, who are you taking on?
The listeners.
Ah, right.
It's
okay.
Me versus...
The people.
The people.
Would you be able to have a go on the bike then and then maybe show me what to do? Do you
yeah, of course.
Round?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no sweat.
This is very exciting.
You need somebody to show you what to do on a bike.
I just want to see how it works.
Where was the last time you rode a bike, Scott?
About a year ago.
Okay.
Do you need a helmet or are you alright?
No, I might bring a helmet in the future, but it's
always
okay in the Radio 1 studios.
I'm just thinking health and safety, Becky.
Yeah.
So it's on.
So this is me on the bike now.
Okay.
This is the bike. There's one horn.
Yeah.
And this is the bell. And it's wired. Is it the needle's on the record?
Yeah, I'm all wired up.
Okay, cool. So I'll try and get it at the right speed. It's meant to be 45 rotations per minute.
What song is this you're playing?
This is Stornoway, who are a brilliant band. They were on Jules Holland a little while back. They're from Oxford.
Okay, good.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Pedal.
Okay, thanks very much. Here we go. Oh, how's that sounding?
Oh.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't actually hear it at the moment, so... Oh, thanks, headphones, great. Okay.
And I feel like I just started walking by.
Right. Is that the right speed, Scott?
It's all right, yeah,
and I'm tripping every time I think of flying.
Meant to be sparks coming off the bat. And a slight burning smell. Do you know that when you play like the Scalex tricks and you get a slight burn? That's what I'm smelling.
I can
off
smell
you.
Burn.
The little radar saying it's about 45 RPM.
This is so good.
I'm listening, you know.
Send my body out the
This is brilliant. You can exercise while you're on air.
Exactly, yeah. Obviously, Stornoway sound better like this in real life.
Yeah. Now, earlier we raided the BBC Gramophone Library.
Okay.
They still call it that here in 2009.
Yeah.
But there wasn't much of a selection left because, like, it's
want,
not...
Do you want to tell you to stop?
Stop now.
Oh, thank God for that.
Excuse
And the record stops, you see.
Not much of a selection left because it's all CD now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have a go on this little bike with something that we found from the vinyl collection of the BBC. What's left of it after Mika.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Someone just texted in saying, that sounds brilliant on the bike. That wasn't on the bike. That was just his voice. Hugh Stevens is here. Hello.
Hello.
He premiered his amazing carbon neutral record playing bike at 9 PM. On his normal Wednesday night show.
That's right.
Last night. Not using it on Zane's show, which he is doing this evening, but maybe on the Versus.
Yeah.
Can I have a go?
You can.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Does he need any specific training?
Just think about the person's record that you're playing, listening in, and how they'd like to hear it, you know? Okay. That's my advice.
It seems to be, like, because you've got to obviously pedal, and it seems to be quite hard to, like, maintain the right speed of the track.
It is quite hard. It's a knack you never really get the grip of until you play the carbon neutral record of the week, so...
Okay.
It's best of luck. Just you know, listen as well as pedal.
We've got a selection of vinyl from the BBC Gramophone Library, but there's
not... dusty.
Wasn't that much choice, to be honest. We've got Yakety Sax, which is that one that goes, Benny Hill, I think.
Okay.
Kylie, which is her first album.
Yeah,
Kylie.
Now that's what I call Music Christmas.
Yakety Sax will probably sound wicked speeded up, but I reckon Kylie will be more entertaining.
Okay. So, do you want Kylie?
And he has to think about Kylie listening in now.
Yeah, think about her feelings.
Ow!
You know, just listen while riding.
Did that just hurt hopping on Becky?
Oh! That really hurt. I'm not used to it.
Have you not been on a bike with a crossbar before?
Yes.
Yours normally has a basket on the front.
Ha ha! Okay, we ready?
And stabilisers.
And stabilise.
Oh, God.
I've never seen Scott cycling before. That's a good speed. That's a good speed. Keep it going.
Come on.
You've got to...
Oh, you're all over the place, man.
Scott cycling. Too fast, far too fast.
Oh, hang on. I think I've got it now.
Keep the speed.
Have you got a gig this weekend? You could do this as part of your set.
Hire the bike.
Is that?
A workout, isn't it?
I might get Dave to do that as part of our act. That'd be really good. Couldn't sound any worse than our usual mixing.
I'm going to have to clean the record player now after playing all the commercial cheese. It only plays only good stuff on a Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
Right. So you could.
Oh, no, I've ruined that it. Didn't sound good either.
So. They can hear you do this every Wednesday at 9 PM.
Yeah, on the show we pick a brand new record because you know a lot of good bands still put 7 inches out and 12 inches. Yeah. So we pick one every week. We'll be playing it every week. Hopefully at the right speed. We'll have to see how it goes.
And are you happy that the artist happy that their records are being?
Don't really ask them. Right. You just kind of go for it.
Becky's on it now.
Yeah, Becky's on the bike.
Becky's riding her own bike.
It's not very comfortable.
It's not actually
is it?
Called Becky,
oh,
by the way.
Come on.
We do need a name for the bike.
Has anybody put a record on?
Yeah.
What's on the record, player?
Mm-hmm. You're good.
To be fair, though, this would sound good at any speed, wouldn't it?
This is so much fun.
Becky's done this before.
Have you got a carbon neutral playing bike at home, Becky?
Do you know what? I was going to say that. I would love to have one of these at home.
Do you do this every night with Benny Hill music?
I would love to.
Maybe I'll get the range going and get him out for Christmas. Everyone can have a bike for Christmas.
It's such a good idea. I love it. Thank you, Hugh. Well,
thanks for having a go on it.
For letting us ride your bike.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Guess what I'm having for my tea tonight?
Sorry?
Guess what I'm having for my tea tonight?
Fish fingers, peas and chips.
Think about what's on TV tonight. It's coming back as a new series.
Gavin and Stacey.
Omelette. See?
Can you make an omelette?
No, but I'll find someone that can.
I don't think you can get them on takeout.
No, I don't think they do takeaway omelettes.
Anyway, Gavin and Stacey features quite heavily because it's on tonight on BBC One. In today's Oh, What's Occurring? Three of the stars from Gavin and Stacey are on Oh in half an hour, including my absolute favourite person from the show.
You'll probably have to get an Egg McMuffin. That's probably as close as you'll get to an omelette.
Well, I'm still celebrating it.
Okay.
With my muffin.
Who's your favourite?
Doris.
Oh, yes.
The old lady. Love her. So that's on in half an hour. And today's Christmas song, which we are going to do, I think should be played on the amazing carbon neutral bike.
Okay.
All right? Because we've got it here. We might as well use it. You can have anything off the Now Christmas album.
Really? Now, do you mean that?
No. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcast. And now Chappers is on the amazing carbon neutral bike, which has been lent to us by Hugh Stevens. He's going to have a go on this bike every Wednesday on his show at 9 p.m. It's quite high up, isn't it?
It's not very comfortable after about 30 seconds.
It's all right.
Yeah. All right. So today's Christmas track. Probably not going to play all of it because it might be bad.
What are you saying about Chappers' fitness?
Just got to try and keep the right speed.
I don't think it's the fitness that's the problem. It's the fact that I have no rhythm.
Which track are we going for?
I'm going to go for Wizard.
Right.
Okay.
Do you want me to start?
So, Chappers is playing this with the record player attached to the bike. Off we go. Too fast. Too fast.
Yes.
That's it. Slow down a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, it jumped.
It jumped.
It does have the biggest scratch I've ever seen on a record on it.
Too fast. Okay, you can stop. Showing off now. Oh, look how fast I can pedal. That's enough. Ow! Don't flick my ear. Ow.
I wasn't showing off.
That was great. Radio 1 Podcasts. And now the PR4L is good to go with Dear Scott. All the emails you've been sending us this week, read out by a posh lady off of Radio 4. Let's go.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers and the PR4L. On Thursday, it was my B-day, and for my birthday, I went shopping at Westfield on the Saturday. And on the way out, I saw you, Scott. I tried to get your attention, but you ignored me. I think you was with your parents or something. Then on Friday, I went to see New Moon, and I swear I saw Florence off of Florence and the Machine. Then yesterday, I saw the dad off of Outnumbered. From Celestia, age 12, in London.
Wow, see, that's London's full of celebs.
Yeah. It's a big starry weekend that she's had.
I was shopping in that shopping centre in London with my mum, Celestia, and I was taking... this is a bit wrong, actually. I've just thought about this. I was taking full advantage of the bog-off offer, as I mentioned the other day, on underpants. I was buying pants with my mum.
Do you always take your mum underpants shopping?
No.
You need to buy new underwear?
She just happened to be in town at the time.
Right.
Like, it's not something I do all the time. But I, now I'm thinking about it, that's not right.
Did she approve of what you bought?
I didn't really... didn't really show them her, to be honest. But hi, Celestia. Sorry I didn't say hi, but you just should have said hello and I would have said hello back.
Have you ever been underwear shopping with his mum, Chappers?
No, I
right,
haven't.
That's
no.
gross. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers and the Posh Radio 4 Lady, can you please tell me if the Posh Radio 4 Lady was in Newcastle last weekend, the 21st and 22nd of November? I work in a well-known kitchenware shop and I swear I helped a lady who sounded just like the Posh Radio 4 Lady. She asked if we sold an electric frying pan like the one her mother used to have. However, we didn't sell the item in question, and as I had already disappointed her with this, I didn't want to ask her if she was the Posh Radio 4 Lady and annoy her. If it wasn't her, and she ever needs to rest that posh voice of hers, the other lady would make a great voice double. Please play more Christmas songs, as I'm at my work Christmas party this weekend and have seen some very popular Christmas adverts, so it must be officially Christmas time. Lots of love, Laura Barrett.
Well, Laura, you know I'm officially on for Christmas. I like it. Fern is on Team Christmas as well, I heard us saying earlier. I don't have a problem with that. I'm sorry that we messed it up today by playing it on a bike.
And I did my best.
It wasn't the PR4L in the shop. We've had it confirmed, but it was her voice double.
I want to know what an electric frying pan is.
So do I. What
do you
is that?
I can just have one on my desk upstairs.
What is an electric
cook
frying
up
pan?
Some bacon.
Do you know what one is?
I would imagine it's a frying pan that you plug in.
I've never heard of that before.
No, I haven't either.
What will they
it's
think
come
of next?
It's stilts, otherwise it'll burn through your top, won't it?
Yeah.
Not your actual top that you're wearing, but top as in...
kitchen top.
Yeah. Wow. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, PR4L and TOWDS, not sure if any of you saw the 10 o'clock news on BBC One last night, but during the article about the Queen visiting Bermuda, a chap called Teddy Chapman was interviewed. He looked very smart in his shirt, tie and blazer combo, but instead of trousers, he was sporting what looked like red hot pants.
Right, I did see this.
Really?
Yeah. This was on the news on the 24th the other night.
Would you happen to know if his get-up was purely a matter of the old fellow forgetting to put on his aforementioned trews, or has he been styled by Timmy Trendy? Is this half-suit, half-pants look now bang-on trend? Have a touch screenshot for your reference. Love you, Alison, off of Leicester, XXX.
Cheers, Alison, for your email. I've actually got the...
Can you show me this?
The thing which he screen-grabbed from the iPlayer. Check him out.
Oh, my word.
Now, I only found this out the other day when Becky told me, but they do that all the time in Bermuda,
yeah.
Hence the term Bermuda shorts.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I did, only because my dad once went there for work or something, and I have a picture somewhere of him in exactly that.
It's amazing.
In exactly that get-up.
The top half is like a normal suit. The bottom half looks like he's wearing hot pants.
Yeah, and with socks up to the knees, it's really wrong. Yeah,
really wrong.
So my dad did have an outfit like that. I know, it's very wrong.
It makes me want to move to Bermuda, though.
You just spend the rest of the afternoon searching for pictures of businessmen in Bermuda shorts.
I did. I was on Google
for ages.
There are
some great ones on there.
There are some good ones. Google it. Google it tonight. Businessmen in Bermuda shorts. It's brilliant. Yeah. Next. Come on, PR. Next.
Dear Scott and the team, I know I'm about 10 weeks late on this, but I've just been catching up on the old podcasts and heard you say no one's nana would eat pizza. My nan had never eaten pasta until my granddad died, but then went on to develop a love of Indian, Chinese, Italian, Mexican and most definitely pizza.
This was a conversation we were having a few weeks ago now about how I've never seen an old person eat a pizza. Obviously, I'm wrong.
We even have a picture of her eating a slice at the bottom of the Grand Canyon after she went down on a donkey, age 75. If she was still alive, she would definitely have been able to kick some arse at Nintendo too. Love you, Becky.
Wow. They are the pizza-loving Nan at 75.
She went down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon on a donkey whilst eating a pizza. I didn't think you could do that.
That's a brilliant photo, though, isn't it?
I thought you could only fly over the Grand Canyon.
No, you can eat pizza on a donkey. It's allowed. Only if you're over the age of 75. Wow. Some good ones this week. Keep them coming in, please. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email, and we'll get the PR4L, Posh Radio 4 Lady, to read them out next Thursday on Dear Scott. It's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Today, a Gavin and Stacey special, because it's on tonight. It's back.
Oh, what's occurring?
God, Choppers is running late today, isn't he?
Come on, Chops. Where is he?
Gavin and Stacey's on tonight on BBC One at 9 o'clock.
I can't wait for this.
Is it in HD as well? That'll be exciting.
I thought it was on at 9.30, isn't it? Is it on at 9?
Oh, Chappers, don't confuse things. I've set my alarm for 9.
What, to wake you up?
No, it's on at 9, because then at 9.30, Rob Brydon is on again in QI.
Oh, QI's on, yeah. Isn't it?
You set an alarm for Gavin and Stacey?
Yes.
Is that in case
I've
you...
been waiting for this for months.
Do you nod off during EastEnders or something? Is that the problem?
Okay, so 9 o'clock, Gavin and Stacey, we love it. You know James Corden and Ruth Jones?
Yeah.
Well, they were in with Moyles earlier. They write the show. And they're also in it, as Smithy and Nessa. And they are part of our Oh, What's Occurring Today?
Oh, what's occurring?
So, on with Moyles earlier, but do you think they're fans of the celebrity world? I think James really is, because he turns up at everything. Any party that Radio 1's having, big weekend, he's just there.
I don't think Ruth is, though, is she?
Not Ruth, but I think James very much is a fan of the celebrity world. Anyway, we asked them to name as many celebs as they can in 1 minute. How many did they get?
Working together?
Right. Yes.
24.
Okay, Becky?
15.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
James Corden and Ruth Jones off of Gavin and Stacey, naming as many celebs as they can in 1 minute.
Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, Scott Mills,
the Queen.
Robbie Williams, Gary Barlow, Mark Owen, Jason Orange, Howard Donald,
Chris Moyles, Scott Mills,
Lily Allen, Alicia Dixon,
Simon Bates,
Simon Pegg, Nick Frost.
James Corden.
Jamie Cullum, Ruth Jones, Matthew Horne, Joanna Page, Larry
Alison
Lamb,
Steadman,
Rob
Brydon, Margaret
Julia
John,
Davis,
Stefan Rodri,
Ollie Murs, Stacey Solomon, Rachel Akabusi,
Alicia Dixon.
We've had her. Not literally. Tried my best.
Bruce Forsyth.
Bruce Forsyth, Tess Daly, Vernon Kay,
Tess of the D'Urbervilles,
Reggie Yates, Fern Cotton,
Vera Duckworth.
Les Battersby.
Larry David.
Jerry Seinfeld.
The Prime Minister.
Gordon Brown. I don't know if he's a celebrity, is he?
Does Gordon Brown count? Is he a celebrity?
Do you count?
Well, I don't know. I like it that I was in there twice.
You were the only person, I think, that was in there twice, weren't you?
I was in
everybody.
I was in the Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie and the Queen sandwich.
Who was Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, Scott Mills,
the Queen.
Robbie Williams?
Alicia Dixon was in there twice. He said, no, he's had her.
Yeah.
And then he corrected himself and said, no, he hadn't.
Who's Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, Scott Mills,
the Queen.
Robbie Williams?
Scott Mills, the Queen.
I'm going to be...
36-ish was the...
36-ish?
Yeah, we lost count. They went a bit fast. But that means that you get the point. Well done to Chappers.
Oh, what's occurring?
I think
I'm just trying to find out from the one that doesn't speak who won... Oh, right, is that what he meant? Okay.
I think he meant Rachel Adeji as opposed to Rachel Akabusi.
We said that's why I was trying to find out who Rachel Akabusi was, but I was trying to do it for writing it down to the one that doesn't speak so that I didn't sound out of touch.
Right, next one. You know the name of this quiz that's been running for a while now is Oh, What's Occurring, which is nicked from Gavin and Stacey. Mm. It's Nessa's phrase.
And she loves it, doesn't she? The fact that we've kind of borrowed it.
Yeah. It's in all the papers today because Gavin and Stacey's back on. It's like, oh, what's occurring? The return of Gavin and Stacey. It's everywhere. Sweating the nation. How much has it really got into the public's minds, do you think? We asked 5 people on Stupid Street. We went up to them and went, oh! How many would reply, what's occurring?
None. I reckon at least three of them went, oh, I don't believe it.
Becky?
Two.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
On Stupid Street, we went, oh, how many people went back? What's occurring?
Oh!
My gosh.
No. Wrong.
Oh!
What's occurring? Oh. I don't know why they do that and why they say that. It's quite funny though, I suppose, isn't it? It's like blue penguins on the mountain tops, and then when they ride on buses, they ride on red buses with fur jackets and sunglasses, and yeah, so that's quite good. That's what's occurring at the moment in my life. What's occurring in your life?
What?
Is that Cox's sister?
What was that? But she got it. One.
Oh.
Yes.
No. Next.
Oh.
Well, my mum's at home.
No.
Oh. My mum's what?
My mum's at home.
Oh.
Well, my mum's at home.
No.
Oh.
Orangutan, they're thin orange and they live in Africa and they're hairy.
Right, no. Oh, orangutan doesn't work.
No.
So just the one there. What do I do now?
Give me the point.
Why?
Because Chappie's already got a point, and if I don't have a point now, she's going to win definitely now, whereas we can take it to deadlock.
Should we have
deadlock? Go to the next one to decide.
Okay.
And that's more exciting
right.
for the listeners.
I'll give you a point, and let's hope it is deadlock, because I love it. Next.
Oh! What's occurring?
It's a Gavin and Stacey special. Because it's back on tonight. My favourite character in the show, I think, is... Well, one of them, I can't decide, but I think it might be Doris.
Right.
The old lady. I love her. If you watch the show, you'll know that Doris has... she has some young men around sometimes. How old is Doris, do you reckon? In her 70s?
Yeah, mid-70s. I think her boyfriend... How old's her boyfriend? In the Christmas one, her boyfriend was like 20 or
25,
something.
25.
Yeah.
Love her. So, I spoke to Doris earlier.
Actually spoke to her?
I did.
Right.
And because of, love of the younger model, I asked her to name five people she fancies. If you get any of the five, I'll give you a point.
Our Pats.
She wouldn't know who that is.
Peter Andre.
You're saying Arpat.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying Peter Andre. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring? It's Doris, yeah?
Hi, Doris.
Hi.
Okay, all you got to do is name me five people that you think are super fit. Go.
Oh, there's Arpat from Vampire Thing.
Why do you like him?
Oh, well, the vampire look, what else? And, Zac Efron. You know him? Well, he's lovely.
Yeah.
See, Zac Efron. Love him. Oh, and Will Young. Like him, he looks sweet, you know, nice young singer. Yes, I could look after him, all right. And then, there's Nick Knowles. I quite like him as well. He's such a handy man, isn't he? You know, he could do all sorts of things for me. And then there's that, Aston from JLS. So it's the way he moves, all those snake hips and all that. It really gets me going, that does. And I like them young. Lovely.
She's my absolute favourite.
I love her. And I think she's in the show quite a lot tonight as well, so I'm looking forward to it. She did actually say Arpat. She knows.
She's a blatant tryhard.
Yeah, and that means
try
that...
Tryhard, even. Not tryhard. Poor Doris. I didn't mean that,
yeah, Doris, you tryhard.
She's a tryhard.
And that concludes Thursday's and this week's...
Did I win?
Oh, what's occurring? Becky won because I gave her that point earlier. Soz.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I just think that Ruth Jones and James Corden texted in to 81199. I'm going to try and get them on in a minute. They're on the way to Manchester. It was them. Like it was Lily Allen last week.
Yeah.
That was Electric Feel, MGMT. Right, we used to do this thing a while ago called Barrioke, which is just like karaoke, but sung by people called Barry. We even went to Barry Island, home of Stacey, off Gavin and Stacey, our favourite show, to do a special performance there with all the Barrys.
Yeah.
And I miss Barrioke so much. Here's a reminder of what they did.
Bundum, bleeblum, clousum, lulum.
Give it to me, Barry. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Don't fear me, baby. It's just Barry.
Voulez-vous que j'ai avec Barry? C'est soir. Voulez-vous que j'ai avec Barry?
Does that make me Barry? Does that make me Barry?
I'm Mrs. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
You want a piece of Barry?
I'm Mrs. Oh my God, that Barry's shameless.
You want a piece of Barry?
Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is Ticka Ticka Tick Barry.
J.M. Barry wrote Peter Pan. Barry Bethel off the Slim Fast plan. Barry Chuckle, to me to you. Barry Sklop will clean your loo. Barry Humphreys, Barry Sheen. On the cover of a magazine. Barry Manilow, what a nose. Barry Cryer, he wrote shows. They had style, they had grace. Barry McGuigan, punched people in the face. Barry, yep, Barry Island too. Barry from EastEnders, we love you. Barry.
It was kind of
Barry,
a forerunner Barry, to the X Factor, wasn't it, Barry?
Yeah, it was.
I think they
basically nicked the idea.
Yeah, I think they were listening to Barrioke, the one we did from Barry Island, and Cowell thought, we could do a show similar to that, but you can have any name. Anyway, because of the return of
he's
Gavin
clever
and Stacey,
like that, though, isn't he? He always spots a gap in the market.
He's on it.
You know?
Right, so here it is. To celebrate the return of Gavin and Stacey tonight on BBC One, and also to celebrate our favourite seaside town in South Wales for one day only. It's the return of Barrioke with Barry Vogue.
Barrioke is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
When I got the call about Barrioke coming back for just one day, one more day, I couldn't believe it. It's not often you get a second chance in life. I want my daughter to be proud. I want my daughter to grow up and say, that bloke on the radio, singing songs and putting the name Barry in them, that's my dad. I want her to say, my dad is Barry.
Barry's got a tough task today. Scott's picked a really tough song for him, and I think if he doesn't pull this off, it could all be over for him.
The question is, can Barry make this song his own? And I am not sure that he can. I think the song is just too big for him.
This song's not too big for Barry. Barry might be too big for this song.
I need this chance. It's all I've ever dreamed of.
Barry Vogue!
All the single Barrys, 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 put your hands up.
Yes, Barry! Next one! Oh, yeah. I thought this one might be on.
Barry. Everybody call Barry, put your hands up. Everybody call Barry, put your hands up. Everybody call Barry, put your hands up. If you're called Barry, put your hands up.
Now, this is the best one. Check it.
Have a baby by me, Barry, be a millionaire. Have a baby by Barry, baby, be a millionaire. Have a Barry by baby, be a millionaire.
Amazing.
Oh.
I think we made the perfect song choice. Thank you very much to Barry Vogue, and that, for one day only, was the return of Barrioke.
Barrioke is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
Living the dream, Barry, living the dream.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.